Blog Talk Radio.
The blues.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They send this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. You know my heart keeps telling me you're not a kid at 33. Play around, you lose your wife. You play it too long, you lose your life. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. 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 Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Can you hear me? That's a very first thing we need to take care of.
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you. Okay, if you can, then everybody else should be able to as well. So I've learned that you got to take care of that before you just start talking, or else you're talking to yourself. Sorry. And I know I do that a lot, but, you know, still. All right. Okay. First things first. We're going to, let me get this song up. We lost someone that's been a big part of the music world for quite some time. And we need to do a tribute to her. We lost Anita Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. In fact, she is the one that started the Pointer Sisters. She talked her sisters into doing it. So I'm not sure that was too difficult, you know. And they did it for a long, long time. And she is survived by her sister Ruth and two brothers. So two of the Pointer Sisters have gone on before her. Being as it is an only Elvis day, an all Elvis day, the only song I am going to play that Anita did is a song that she wrote, and later Elvis covered it. It's a good song. It really is. And you'll think so, too, when you find out what it is. I just want to say she died. She was born on January 23rd of 1948. Okay?
Yeah.
And she died December 31st. So right before New Year's Day. That's pretty good timing. That's
yeah.
Pretty good timing. The only way that it would be better timing is if she died on her birthday. My
yeah.
best friend died on her birthday, May 31st. She made it to 73. It was her 73rd birthday. And that's what she's always wanted, make it 73 and die on her birthday. So she did it. Willpower, boy, willpower. Because she lived many, many years longer than she should have. Anita Pointer did not live as long as she should have. She died from cancer. Okay, so she was born in Oakland, and she was the fourth of six children.
Yeah.
So, hey, she had a big family like I did. Boy, she had fun growing up. I'm sure she did because I know we did. Her daddy was a preacher. And her parents were natives of Arkansas, so they've got some country roots, you know, and that's where that influenced some of her music. And it's all right. They went to Arkansas for vacations every year. So that was okay.
Yeah.
They visited her grandparents who lived in Prescott, Arizona. Yeah, uh-huh. That's not very close to Arkansas, but that's okay. I don't know which I would prefer. I've been to Prescott. It's okay, but it's still the desert in Arizona. But it's high. It's high desert. I'm not sure that's any
yeah.
better. But anyway, she stayed with her grandparents during fifth grade and seventh grade. And then she went to 10th grade, all in Prescott, okay? And she played the alto sax in the school band, the high school band. So that was pretty good. Now, in 1969, she was a secretary, and she quit her job to form the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
And they opened that group in 1972. That's the year I graduated from high school. So she is a bit older than me, but that's okay. I'm kind of glad of that. So anyway, they had hit songs like 1973. They had Yes We Can, and Anita was the main lead singer for the group. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they did the song, and you're going to recognize this title. They did the song Fairy Tale, and Anita wrote that. So they were the first black female group to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. That's a pretty big distinction. That's
uh-huh.
pretty big. So let's see. I'm trying to read this real fast here. You might recognize the song called Fire. That hit the charts in 1978. Slow Hand hit it in 1981. Conway Twitty had a big hit with Slow Hand. They hit number two on the Billboard charts. And
mm-hmm.
I'm So Excited, which hit in 1982, spent 40 weeks on the chart. That's only
uh-huh.
3 months shy of a year. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, they had a lot of success with a lot of different songs. Just, everybody liked them. You know, everybody liked them. They were just, they were good. They had good music. They were talented. They wrote a lot of their music. And it was great. It was great. Now, her sister Bonnie passed away in June of 2020. So she's going to have somebody meet her. It's okay. She was married several times, but only had one child. Okay, he was born in December of 1965. Her son was born in December of 65. And she married David Harper and had a daughter, Jada Rashawn, who was born in 1966. Her daughter, Jada, died of cancer in 2003 at age 37. So that wasn't too awesome fun to deal with. That is also what took Anita. She was supposed to, in 2021, she was supposed to be a contestant on The Masked Singer, which I've never actually seen. I've seen the commercials of it, but I don't have a real TV right now, so I watch movies on my computer, and they just run 24 hours a day. I've must have run 50 movies through there, and I've never seen but maybe two of them. Anyway, at that time, she didn't perform because she was dealing with an illness. And in Beverly Hills, California, this December 31st, at age 74, she died of cancer. That's what took her life, was the cancer. So she actually had the same cause of death as her daughter. I'm not sure if that's, you know, that's just something that is. We don't like it. We don't think it's cool. We don't think that's really something. It's just something that happened, you know. Anyway, that's what we've got on Anita Pointer. The Pointer Sisters, I liked their music. I still like their music. They're energetic. They're talented. And they can knock your socks off singing. They can. Oh, my gosh. So it's a very sad thing that we lost her sister Bonnie. We've now lost her. So I am going to play the song that Elvis covered, that the Pointer Sisters wrote and performed and hit the charts with, and it's called Fairy Tale.
Country music. We all like country music. Don't we, girl? We from the country. Yeah. So we wrote ourselves this little country song. I want you all to sit back and relax and just listen to our little country tune. I'll pack up all my things and walk away. There's something wrong. Nothing will get better.
is a story of my life. It's called Fairy Tale. I'll pack up all my things and walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. I've been waiting for so long, and just found out something wrong, and nothing will get better if I stay. There's no need to explain anymore. I tried my best to love you, now I'm walking out the door.
Out the door.
You use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go. That you care.
And now I've opened up my
eyes. And now it's all in just a great big fairy tale.
It's plain to see.
There's no need explaining anymore.
I tried my best to love you. Now I'm walking out the door.
Out the door.
Great big fairy tale. I feel like
that's so pretty. That's a great song.
I love that song. I do love that song. Do you ever feel like that? Like your life's just been a fairy tale?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm living in one now.
Yeah, I get that feeling a lot. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It's a good thing. It's better than being bored and wishing yourself dead. That's for darn sure. So I'll go for fairy tale. Hey, you know. All right. I have one here, and the way that I have labeled it, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. So I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to say what I want to say with it if it's what I think it is.
talk about a fairy.
Yeah, you talk about a fairy tale, right? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to play this, and we'll see exactly what it is, and then I'll do what I need to do after it's done.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's not exactly what I expected, but it's good. It's good because I want to say happy birthday to Kathy. Happy birthday, baby girl. I hope you're having a great day and just own it. It's your day, girl. Own it.
Happy birthday, Kathy. Happy birthday. And also, Anne, happy birthday to you again today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, if you can get multiple happy birthdays, why not, right? Why not?
Yeah.
Get happy birthday for a week. That'd work.
Yeah, why not? Have a birthday
Yeah, I hope you're having a happy birthday, Kathy, and go have some cake and ice cream and get better. There you go. All right, and I'm going to follow it up with this one just because. Because if it's tomorrow, I don't have a show tomorrow, so I got to say happy birthday today. It's better to get ahead of it than to be behind it. So, you know, that's all right. So, guys, there we go. I think we got business taken care of today. Some of it was sad. Some of it was glad. I like the glad part. Happy birthday, ladies. Have a great day and have some cake and ice cream. Ugh, that sounds so good. White cake, white frosting, and vanilla ice cream. Well, butter brickle is better, but you know, hey, take what you can get at this point, right?
No, really.
Oh, I like butter brickle. I like maple nut. They don't make that anymore. Did you know that? Maple nut is my favorite ice cream, and they don't make it anymore. It just makes me so sad. It just makes me so sad. So I deal with butter brickle and butter pecan. I do okay with that. Okay.
I'll take anything right at this moment. Any ice cream sounds good to me.
Once in a while, chocolate ice cream sounds really, really good. Really good. Mm-hmm. But that was never always my favorite. I used to like to get vanilla ice cream and put chocolate syrup on it. I didn't want chocolate ice cream. I wanted chocolate syrup on my ice cream. So, you know, that works. I still do that even with butter brickle and butter pecan sometimes. It works. Well, it works for me. I don't know about you. It works for me.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds great. Really
good. If I had some half and half or cream in the refrigerator, I'd make some ice cream today. But I don't, so I'm just going to have to live without it. Oh, that is sad. That is so sad.
Oh, it is. That's not good.
No. Don't you feel bad for me?
Yes, I do. My heart hurts for you. It does.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay. Let's go into our show for today. We're going to get into some Elvis music here, and it's good stuff. Oh, yes. It was coming to me. John was sending it to me one right after the other today. It was just flowing. It was great. So we'll get into this stuff, and it's going to be fantastic. Most of it is songs that we hardly ever hear, and that makes it even better. So we're going to start with this one. When it rains, it really pours.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I chose. And don't leave me here with all these heartaches. Only you in heaven knows about my troubles. When it rains, it really pours. You shouldn't have took away my loving. You know you thrill me from head to toe. I got a feeling for you, baby. And you're the only one who knows about my troubles. When it rains, it really pours. What you did to make me love you, you really opened up my nose. You got what you wanted, now you left me. That's the way the story goes. Well, I got troubles. When it rained, it really poured.
He can really rack out those blues, can't he? I love it.
Yes,
one of my favorite forms of music to sing, because it is so much fun. You can do so many different things with it. It's fantastic. Okay, this is a song that John asked me to do once about a year and a half ago. I tried it, but it just gets too low for me. And on the parts that are higher, it's too high. I can hit the notes, but it doesn't sound good. So I had to apologize and say, this song ain't going to cut it. It's just not right for me. So I didn't do it. I did it, but I deleted it. It was that bad. Well, I thought it was that bad. Anyway, here is True Love Travels on a Gravel Road, take 6 and 7.
One, two.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace and stand by her man, never once letting shame.
Just a little bit.
It's a little too slow. Yeah, baby. How many hearts can live through the hurt?
Little.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace and stand by her man, never once letting shame touch her face? How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not be? Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Through the years, we've had hard times and tears. They've only helped our love grow. And we'll stay together no matter how hard the winds blow. Not once have I seen your blue eyes fill with envy or stray from the one that you hold. Oh, true. Travels on a gravel road. Oh, love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Oh, yeah, true love travels on a gravel road. True love travels on a gravel road.
Now that's kind of the same way. We're rolling. Same tempo.
Keep playing if it helps you. But don't. That one time in the middle is a little weird, really.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
Damn.
We're rolling. Get that tempo back.
All right. I think I found it, sweetheart. I think this is it. It's the only other version I've got, so I'm crossing my fingers, baby. Here we go. When it rains, it really pours. The version I was sent this morning, please, God, let it be.
You know what it takes. You got it, baby. Away my love.
La 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 la.
Better with the acoustic.
It's better with the,
in.
Rhythm. If you get another electric one, you're gonna get mixed up a little bit.
Say the hell out of it.
I just know what I like to hear. That's
loud.
Like hitting off right
now.
But you know, you know that.
Just take your clothes off and stand in front of the window.
You know that stuff you're doing, Chris, like on that saxophone, and bass, trombone, and Bob's doing everything. That's
forget
the kind
it.
Of stuff. Well, I wasn't thinking about it really, but that's the kind of stuff that you add to it.
Yeah,
you feel.
Yeah, beat you out.
This is just the basic stuff.
Yeah, beat you out. You really want me to play?
The producer. It's exactly your producer.
Wow. That's him going.
Look, that's louder.
I've been waiting for 4 weeks
for somebody.
Got it.
A little.
Oh,
it's louder. Is it louder for you?
Yeah. We got 8 waitresses and an executive producer.
All right. That was it. That was it. I love that one. That just makes me laugh. I like the standing in front of the window idea. That could be interesting.
Yeah. So you're standing in front of the window.
Oh, didn't you listen to what they were saying? Oh yeah. Play the guitar. Take off your clothes and stand. Take off your clothes. Stand in front of the window while you're playing your guitar. Now that could be real interesting, especially from the other side of the window. That could be interesting. Okay. And you stand in a window that's a couple windows down and take pictures of the people that are noticing it. That would be hilarious. Of course, somebody's going to get arrested. Somebody's going to get arrested. But, you know, hey, it's going to be fun. It might be worth it. Give it a shot. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I want for my birthday. There we go.
Oh.
Oh, that might be cute. Anyway, okay. I'd take a teddy bear. What do I care? All right. This is take 1 and 2. Of Keeps Right On Hurtin'.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you've been away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. Only the lonely. I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you go. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. They say a man ain't supposed to cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. Through the pillow where you lay your head now hold my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting since you go.
That's pretty country. I think that classes, but I love it. I love it. It's cool. I got used to, see, I grew up on country, the old country. I got so tired of that stuff. So when it came, 12 years old, and I got my transistor radio for my birthday. I didn't listen to country. Uh-uh. I was into the pop rock stuff. Back then it was rock and roll, but now we call it pop rock. And Mama wasn't listening to the radio all the time. We were at school as she was, so when we were home, she let us have the radio. So it was a lot better after I was 12. It got better. Yeah. But that kind of country came in and became popular in the early 80s, late 70s, somewhere around that time frame. They called it crossover country.
Hmm.
And because they could play it on the pop stations and everybody liked it, they could play it on the country stations and everybody liked it. Nobody objected to it. So they called it crossover music because they could play it on both kinds of stations. It was great. We had a lot of fun with that. I remember the first radio station I worked at was KGA in Spokane. That was back when it was the number one country station in the Western United States. And it's talk radio and news now. That hurts. But anyway, those DJs were cut-ups. It was hilarious. It wasn't program director, it was promotions director, was a black dude. Oh, he was such a sweetheart. He was so sweet. And him and the top midday DJ would get together and think up things to do to make everybody laugh. Well, one time they got together in the hallway outside the broadcast booth, and they started doing like a side shuffle soft shoe and got to the end of the hall and jumped down the three steps that were there to hit the reception room, and they just shuffled across that reception room, and they were singing Me and My Shadow. You have to know the song, guys. You have to know the song. Yeah, a white dude and a black dude shuffling across a room singing Me and My Shadow. If you don't know the song, Google it. You're going to laugh. You're going to split your sides laughing. It was so funny. That's one of my good memories from working at that radio station. I had a lot of them, but that was one of my good memories of working there. All right, this is kind of a medley. Okay, it's a medley. It's about the song It's My Way. This time, I can't stop loving you. So give a listen. Here it comes at you.
I just jump in there whenever I get a chance.
I think I forgot to wear my clothes. That's just my way of loving you. This time we're really brave. I know I forgot to wear my coat. I don't gotta hurt. That we once knew, so far, still made me blue. I know the time heals a broken heart.
Playback. Over and over and over and over. Yeah, okay. All right. Here is a song that I absolutely love. I love this song. It's Summer Kisses Winter Tears. This is take one and two, and then after they do this song, there is take 3A of You Asked Me To. So this is a good one, guys. Have fun.
Yeah.
Summer kisses take one. What? Okay.
Take two.
Thank you. Okay, okay.
One.
Summer kisses went to tears. That was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all along the trail of memory. Happy hours, lonely years. But I guess I can complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all. Fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses went to tears, like the stars may fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses went to tears, like the stars they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights. Summer kisses went to tears.
Summer kisses went to
tears. Let us hear it back, Tony, and see what we got.
Give me a key here. Okay, that's enough. Not too many keys. Shit, I get confused.
Long ago and far away, Ma'll come and play with you. I turn the world all which way, just because she asked me to. Like unto no other fear, simple love, simple truth. There's no end of what I do, just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask. I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you, just because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool. birthday you ask me to.
Flavor to it too, toward the end especially. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I like it, you know. I have to admit, I did get tired of hearing country every day of the week for 10-12 hours a day, but that's usually how long my 5-hour days became, was usually about 10 hours. So I did get tired of it, but I've been away from it for over a year, and now I miss it, you know. But that's okay. I will live, because I have substituted it with music that's just as good. It's just a little bit different. Not a whole lot different, but a little bit different. Some of it's a whole lot different. But I'm okay. As long as I got music, I'm okay. This is great, as long as I got music. All right, here is one that it was on Elvis's last studio album, and it was written for him by Andrew Lloyd Webber. I can't figure out why that name is so familiar to me, but that's all right. Maybe it's because it's similar to Frank Lloyd Wright. He was the architect, and he did a lot of stuff in Arizona. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing some building or something with Frank Lloyd Wright designed.
Andrew did a lot of plays too.
Well, maybe that's it too then, because I know his name is real familiar to me. But he wrote this song for Elvis, okay? And it's called Easy for You.
I get carried away very easily. Emotional song.
Okay, take one.
You may not mind that it's over, but I've a different point. And even though I am shattered, it's easy for you. You don't have to face the music. You don't have to face the crowd. Just go back where you came from. You ain't even proud. I had a wife and I had children. I threw them all away. And now you tell me, you dare to tell me I should go back to them. What do you think I should say? Saddest thing I ever had to do. My my problems haven't started. And it's easy for you. I had a wife and I had children. I threw them over. And now you tell me, you dare to tell me I should go back to them. What do you think? What on earth do you think I should say? Do you ever tire of the good life? Call me in a year or two. I've got no choice, I'll forgive you. It's easy for you. You only have to call me, 'cause it's easy for you. You only have to call me, it's easy for you.
It's a beautiful song, but it kind of quiets you down a little bit, doesn't it? Because it's kind of sad. That song always struck me as kind of sad, you know. I don't want to say goodbye to you, but you're leaving, so goodbye. You know, it's just, it just strikes me as sad. And even when I'm cracking up and I'm doing good mood, all that stuff, I listen to that song, it just quiets my mood right down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is called effective music. So, and that has a lot to do with the singer. It really does. Okay, here is one that, I mean, it's quite obvious that this is a rehearsal or a home video or something like that. I think it's a rehearsal. And it's 1972, which is the year I graduated high school. And it's called Portrait of My Love. There you go. I wish that that had been a regular recording. I don't think it was ever actually recorded for release. That would have been cool. That would have been awesome. Anyway, it's a beautiful song. I love that song. Here is a duet that Elvis did with Lisa Marie, not while he was still alive. It was put together later, one of those virtual duet things. And it's a song called I Love You Because.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't, but I'm going to hazard to say I think that's the nicest duet with Elvis and Lisa. I really do. It just, they've just matched it perfectly. I think it's beautiful. Okay. Okay, here's one. It makes me laugh every time I look at this title. And you'll get it. It's an Elvis song, guys. You're going to get this. Yeah. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
This is one.
You're losing interest in me, and it's showing.
No, I that's where I want the intro. Just nobody knows what the fuck's happening, you know. Just
you got
no
it.
Problem.
You got it, then, man.
Just surprise everybody, man. Shit, man. No, I can't do it. Someone else, just give me some any kind of an intro.
Just something.
Just 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're losing interest in me, and it's showing.
You want to do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should be too.
I should have come in sooner.
2, 3, 4.
You're losing interest in me, and it's showing. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. The pain of heartbreak I've just started knowing. Well, it ain't no
day the hurt grows bigger than before. But I'll pretend I don't notice if I can hold you one day more. You've got the look of someone who is going. You're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
And you're off and running, man. Okay.
I ain't saying a thing. I am not going to say a thing. I'm going to the next song. It's going to be fine. Okay. Here's...
I missed something. What happened?
That's okay, honey. I'll explain it to you later, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
You didn't really miss it, and I can't replay it for you anyway, but it's okay. I'll explain it. It's all right. I'll explain it later. You'll laugh. It's hilariously funny. Anyway, here is the song, and I'm going to play the first version that has take two. That's the one that John sent me this morning. Then right after that, I'm going to play the version Like a Baby, take three and four. They just go together because take two isn't a full song. So this is going to be fun.
You gave me love to enjoy like a bright, shiny toy. To a baby, no matter what you would do, I depended on you like a baby. One thing I know, I loved you. Yes, I loved you like a baby. Fell cause you look like a baby. Two lovers ways I was blind, cause I just had a mind like a baby.
Now I'm trying to find the one I put in here today, and it's not working real well. You know, when does it ever work real well? I can't answer that one. Not very often. Okay. Here's one. It might be the same one that John sent me this morning. It might not. Okay. We'll find out, I guess. The Wonder of You rehearsal.
Let's do The Wonder of You. I'm not giving anybody any hints tonight, man. No hints tonight. This is... It's pretty good. And the next song after that one.
How about a roll off? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
No one else can understand me. When everything I do is wrong. Hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. Ba-da-da. Yeah. And when you smile, the world is brighter. Touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, oh, oh. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder.
Emphatic ending. Like it. Not that it matters, but I like it. They never ask me. They just do it, and then I either like it or I don't like it, and it doesn't matter anyway. So, you know, that's okay. All right. This next one is from the CD Elvis Found Alive and is billed as John J.B. Burroughs. You guys decide. I know who it is.
Do you know who I am? Have you any idea who I am? Yes, it's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you.
It's so dark in this place that I can't see your face. May we leave? Oh, I see. Does he know who I am and what once was between you and me? Do you know how I try? Have you any idea? Not to keep you inside, do you know, darling, how much I cried? I remember you said that you had to forget about me and be free. Do you know who I am, or have you forgotten about me? Do you think there's a chance you and I could start over again? Is there a prayer you still can, or has it just been too long? Well, what about you and him? Oh, he's only a friend. Well, I see there's still a chance for me. Or maybe some other time, in some other place, with our love in your heart and a smile on your face, you will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know who I am.
When the time comes, yep, you betcha. Okay, here's one. I'm beginning to hear it a little more often. Mostly because I'm playing it more. But that's okay. That's okay. We're all right with that. We don't mind. This is It's Midnight in Studio 73.
Take your time, fellas. We have. Maybe it's too late. I sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, nighttime comes along. God damn it, hold it, no. Nighttime comes along and I start wanting you. Drops down on I. Drops down on you. Nighttime comes along and I start warning you, warning you, warning you, warning you. Okay. Where's Lamar? I'm gonna kill him, this damn song.
Maybe it's...
Sorry, I jumped the cue, fella. Y'all got... I don't know this other second part. Okay. Maybe it's too late. Y'all checking shit out and stop, and I don't care, you know. Been rich since I was 21, it don't matter. I tell you, JD, I've been a millionaire since I was 21. I don't care what makes it or not. It's just a hobby to me. Shit. Felton's working hard. Just now starting to get rich and I'm blowing it for you, right? I mean, I'm messing up. I don't like that blowing it. Y'all all crazy. Ain't none of one of you straight.
good bunch of boys. They're just a little weird. Okay, now where was I? Nowhere.
One, two.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Shit, I like that one. I'm glad you guys goofed one up. Looks so damn bad.
Right now, bro.
Maybe it's too late. I sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, night time comes along and I start wanting you. Where is all my self-control? I'm burning way down in my soul and needing you. Wishing I could be the man I try to. Hating me for wanting to be with you. Knowing you don't love me like you used to. But it's midnight and I miss you. It's getting late and I know that's when I am weak. Funny how things have a way, looking so much brighter in the daylight. I ought to go to bed and try to straighten out my head and just forget you. Oh, but it's midnight and I miss you.
And so it ends. That's weird, but it's okay. Once in a while, that happens. They just kind of cut it off. Wasn't the guys playing that cut it off. It was whoever made that recording cut it off. Okay. Anyway, here is another one that I've tried to sing before and just was never quite successful at it. So you guys never heard it. Unless I get better at it, you never will. That's just how it's going to fly. So here is a studio rehearsal. Yeah, see, you get it. You get it. Here is a studio rehearsal of Just Pretend.
It's funny, but I can't recall the things you said. Oh, why you cry? Now I know it was wrong to go. I belong right by your side. Yes, I come flying to you again. Oh, I cry. Until then, we'll just pretend.
I soon will forget.
It might have been sunrise. That's very true. All right, here is 1959, a home recording, and I do believe this was in Germany. There's No Tomorrow.
There's no tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's quite a. Oh, what do you call that when a piano sound just kind of bounces off itself like that? It's called holding the pedal down. That's what it's called. Anyway, I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, that piano had quite a reverberation in itself. You know, if you'd opened the top of that, hear the sound just bouncing all around in there. That would have been cool. Anyway, here is take one of That's What You Get for Loving Me, Dingbat Fool.
To me.
Jerry, you think you're gonna ride symbol?
Make me thrill.
Here we go, we're rolling this one.
Yeah, what kind of intro we got going, fella?
Those guitars, huh? I tell you, the way you was doing it there, it seems too fast. It hadn't really got a feel to it.
Right.
It needs to be slowed down some.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Now don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've had a hundred just like you, but don't be blue. I'll have a thousand one. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Should have known how things would end. But someday if your heart is on the mend, I'd just pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, who can see. But that's what you get for loving me. Don't you love me, you get for loving me. Pay me through. Let me know where I stand. I want you. Love you. Ooh. Okay.
And that's all she wrote. I like that version. I think that was a good one to capture. You know, sometimes they capture ones that you're going, why did they do that? But that one, I think that was good to capture. That was a good one to capture. Okay, here's something that is a little bit of a surprise, but I'm going to play a complete version afterwards, so it's all right. This is Johnny B. Goode, an impromptu performance.
Go, Johnny, go.
I know it. In every song, man.
Oh, holy night.
I tell you guys don't do that on a...
Leon, Lee, I mean Noel.
That's Noel backwards, man.
Leon, Leon.
Solos are live. When you see the show live,
the
solos
are
live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you get back on track then?
I listen to it. I have to listen.
For him to do a drum solo like he does, because he's not listening for the track and hoping it's correct. He just goes straight on. And every time he makes it, I applaud. All right? You've made it every time so far.
So far.
Because that is a pick up and rocket song, you know? You can't stay still when that's going. You can't. If you do, then you died and somebody propped you in the corner and didn't tell you. So, you know, that, I love that. I just love that. Well, hey, guys, guess what? I got 7 minutes left. And the last song I want to play takes 4.5. So I'm going to take this opportunity to thank y'all for joining me on my show today. I hope you loved the All Elvis Tuesday. It's something we've been doing, and I think we're going to continue doing it because not only is it so much fun, but it's so much good music. You got your love songs and your slow songs and your sad songs and your up and jumping rock songs, and we enjoy all of them. You know, it's just. With Elvis music, there's something for everybody and every mood and every situation. And if you think it's not, you just don't know his music. Get familiar because it is. If you want to tell somebody you love them, there's songs for that. If you want to be sad and cry, there's songs for that. If you want to rock it up and move it, there's songs for that. So get familiar with them because you're going to love them. If you're not already familiar with them, you're going to love them. You know, and share them with somebody. There are people, believe it or not, who haven't listened to Elvis music. And when they do, I know this from experience, when they do, they love it. I have gotten a few people hooked on Elvis music just by playing it when they said they've never listened to it before. It's a really cool idea because it just makes you want to smile for them. It just makes you want to smile. So get with it, guys, and share it. That's what it's for. That's what it's out there for. And it's still good. It doesn't matter. It could be 100 years from now, and they'll be playing Elvis music and loving it. So I'm not going to be here by then, but, hey, you know, maybe I can watch from somewhere else. You know what, guys? Take the good feelings that this show gave you, wrap them up in your heart, wrap them up in your psyche, and take them out and share them. All you have to do is smile at somebody. If somebody looks a little sad or a little down, smile at them. Smile at them, maybe say, "It's all right, baby. It'll get better. You might get hit, but it'll be worth it." You don't know. You know, it's just by just a kind word and a smile, you can make people feel better. And it'll make you feel better, too. Take my word for it. It does make you feel better. If you're in a grocery store and somebody's having trouble on a shelf, if you're tall enough, help them out. If you're not tall enough, get somebody who is to help them out. You know, someone in a wheelchair quite often can't stand up and do it themselves, and they're going to need a little help. If nothing else, they can see that shelf right there, but the last loaf of bread is way in the back, and their arms aren't that long. Help them out. It's an easy thing to do. And it has a big impact. Remember that. That's called spreading the love. That's what it's called. So take your smile with you wherever you go and share it. Okay? In the meantime, may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Stay safe. And be happy, because that's how God made us to be. All right? So here's a wonderful song to end our show today. Patch It Up. Take 9. Rock it, baby.
We're going to cut those bars down in there.
Yeah, I got you.
Long on.
I got you.
Wait.
If y'all can get a little softer in the soft part, it'll be better. It'll be more effective.
What about after we do the soft part?
You may understand. Okay, all right. There's a whole lot of love.
One more night is all I ask. Get the feeling.
my heart.